Welcome to the online prayer segment of the Bethel United Methodist Church. If you click on the slides, it'll bring up all the prayer requests that we know about, people that we've been praying with and praying for. But it's also a time as we come into a prayer of agreement with and for one another. And prayer is an important part of our love relationship with God. You know that prayer is meant to be consistent and persistent. You know, the story in the Bible about the unjust judge, and this woman kept coming and wanted this and wanted that, and, you know, he kept turning her away, go away, go away. And then finally he gave up. He said, I got to give this woman what she wants because she's driving me crazy. Well, prayer's a little bit that way. Now, I often wondered about that. I don't think we drive God crazy, but prayer is meant to be consistent and persistent. Think about that. Consistent, always praying, and being persistent, because we never know when God's going to answer our prayers. Now, he doesn't always answer them the way we want and the times that we want, but if you look back in your life, you will be able to see that God always answers prayers. Because what we need to do when we're praying is to confess our sins and seek God's wisdom and grace. Because it says in James chapter 5, the earnest prayer of a righteous person. Now, who's a righteous person? It's somebody that's in right standing with God. How can you be in right standing with God? Through His Son, Jesus Christ. So the righteous person, the earnest prayer, heartfelt prayer of that person has great power and wonderful results. Because God loves to talk to you, and He wants you to talk to Him. And sometimes when we feel like God doesn't answer our prayers, and we feel like giving up, we don't want to do that. We want to stay persistent, and we want to stay consistent with all of our prayers. That's what Jesus said when the disciples came to them and said, hey, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after a long day of ministry? And well, Jesus said, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh, and I get tired. I'm just like you. I get hungry, I get tired. So after we eat, I want to go and talk to the Father for a while. That's prayer. And they said, can you teach us how to do it? He said, yeah. And He gave us a prayer, a model prayer, if you would, to line up with all of our prayers. Now, it's commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. I like to think the Lord's Prayer is John 17, because that's when Jesus prayed for us. Can you imagine Jesus praying for you and me? Read it in John 17. But this is the prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. So, it is the Lord's Prayer also, as we pray that prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen.